Well, good evening, guys. Hey, I've just started the first day of my holiday. Right till after Christmas. Boy, God, it feels good. But of course, I'm gonna have to watch the pennies a little bit. But not tonight. I have Peroni with me. And you know, I'm thinking of maybe changing my beer. Oh, I know, a bit crazy, but it's kind of like the same thing as like with the Femon. You get tired of them after a while, you know, about a week. Most of them a couple of hours. Then you fancy a new one. A different taste. Anyway, guys, you remember this Femon in the thumbnail here? She was the first Femon captain in the New Zealand Navy. Of course, she bats for the other side, I believe. And she was in charge of over $100 million boat. And then it sank. And the New Zealand Navy hasn't lost a boat since, well, World War II. And then this defence minister, here she is. Oh, look at that. Happens to be Femon as well. Was going on about the posts that people were saying and that, and it was all misogyny and... You see that? Femon protecting another Femon who doesn't want to take responsibility or accountability. As far as I can remember, a captain means they're responsible for everything on the ship. But apparently if they're a Femon, they're not supposed to be responsible for everything. That's funny because male captains are. That's why they're called the captain. The buck stops at the captain. Anyway, they did an investigation to find out what happened, and they were hoping it was going to be something like mechanical went wrong. Because Femons can't ever make mistakes, can they? Then they could say it was a faulty part. Well, it was a faulty part. The Femon captain was the faulty part. And standing up and taking accountability and responsibility for what they've said or what they've done and what they caused is alien to them. And that's why Femons make the same mistakes over and over again. Anyway, it was found that the ship was in autopilot. And it wouldn't matter if you tried to turn the ship left or right. It wouldn't respond in autopilot. It would stay on track. That would be the first thing a captain should know. I mean, imagine making that mistake on an airliner. When all the Femon defence minister said, well, at least nobody died. Still can't accept that the problem and the fault was at the captain. She should be stripped of rank and removed from the Navy. And the defence minister also should resign. In other words, treat this Femon captain just like they would a male captain. Without any special privileges, just because she's a Femon. It happens every time they're all empowered and brave. Until something happens like this, then they want it to be treated with the Femon pass. Hell, I probably expect she'll be promoted. And it kind of makes you laugh the defence minister said that at least nobody died. Nobody would have been in danger if it wasn't for the captain's bad decisions. Oh, and the person that put her up to be the captain in the first place should also resign. Because she clearly wasn't captain material. They were just ticking a box. And now the taxpayer are out over $100 million. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. I mean, have you ever noticed when a Femon screws up, we're supposed to just ignore it? Trouble is, they're screwing up everywhere, and it's pretty hard to ignore. You take it easy, fellas. Hey, oh, I'm out of Peroni. No, I've got some more in the fridge, but who drank that one? Oh, guess I must have done. See ya.